have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. If no one hears me, still I will follow. Back, no turning back. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Back, no turning back. The wind of the wind of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus has made everything right. I gave my golden garment, He gave me a robe of pure white. I am feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The blessings are falling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart, since Jesus made everything right. I gave my altered garment, He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Know we not, know we not, you are the temple. Know we not, know we not, you are the temple. Know we not, know we not, you are the temple. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the
Amen. Brother Eli, are you coming to sing? Yeah, okay. Okay. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, saints. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. And in the house of the Lord, there's shouts, there's joy, there's praises. And we hope to make some joyful noise. As usual, maybe it will bless someone. God bless you.
Que je ressente tes bienfaits sont trop grands. Du fond de mon âme coulent des larmes qui traduisent mes silences. Comment te dis-je que je ressente tes bienfaits sont trop grands. Du fond de mon âme coulent des larmes qui traduisent.
Ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum pour toi, Seigneur. Que ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum de bonne odeur. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais-moi ce que tu voudras. Que ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum pour toi, Seigneur. Que ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum de bonne odeur. Devant toi, je me repens. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras.
Comme la gel devant les potiers, donne-moi la forme qui te plaît. Fais toutes choses en ton temps. Je serai toujours confiant. Seigneur, observe mes voies. Je voudrais habiter chez toi tous les jours ici-bas.
Que ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum pour toi, Seigneur. Que ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum de bonne odeur. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras. Que ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum pour toi, Seigneur. Que ma vie soit une fleur. Un parfum de bonne odeur. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras. Que ma vie soit une fleur. Un parfum pour toi, Seigneur. Que ma vie soit une fleur, un parfum de bonne odeur. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras. Devant toi, je me repens. Fais de moi ce que tu voudras. Devant toi, je me repens.
Amen. One day we will understand everything.
Maybe you didn't understand French, but one day you will understand. Brother Eli will speak French, but you will understand him. Praise God. He is making something new. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that song. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him because he first loved me. Just my salvation on Calvary. I love him, I love him. I love him because he first loved me, and ever just my salvation on Calvary. You are more than for me.
So great, there like you. There is no else like you. You deserve the glory and Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You are great, you're the miracle so great. There is no one else like you. Like you, you the man so great. There is no one else like you. With bleeding stripes, Paul and Sam last prayed at night, and in began chains were loosed, and I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. Are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find in the midst of time, reach out and praise. Defy those chains. In Jesus' name I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in a pit of time, reach out by faith to heights unknown, and you will find alone. I bless your name. give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light that took the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. The light that took the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. I am thinking of the Raja on the blessed morning when the redeemed are gathering. How will city when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing over will be rolled when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in. From all sin, I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing the redemption story with their voices clear and strong when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels when the redeemed are gathering in. When the redeemed are gathering in, wash like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing when the redeemed are gathering. Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board when the redeemed are gathering invitation coming, blessing of the Lord, when there it is a gathering is, when there it is a gathering is, wash like snow and free from all sin. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when the redeemed are gathering.
Saints, we do want to greet you in Jesus' name this morning. We're singing about when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, friends, that could be a reality to you and I, yeah? We'd sing a little bit louder. We'd shout a little bit stronger.
Amen.
Amen. We'd like to come to a time of prayer this morning before we come to the word. A couple of prayer requests. Brother George is at work asking for prayer. Amen. And also our visitors, Sister Dana, Brother Daniel. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Nice to see them again. I'm sure Brother Lubanza will be happy enough to introduce his family to us when he comes up, so we'll do that. Let's come to a time of prayer, saints. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. I'm sure you desire to hear from the Lord today. I'm sure you're desiring to come and go a different person. And the best way you can touch him now. So let's bow our heads. Let's put ourselves, each and every one of us, before the Lord before we had come to the word. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we do appreciate and thank you, Lord, once again for that time of grace, Lord, a time of mercy, that we can come, Lord, to present ourselves before Thee and to wait upon Thee upon this day. Father, just with one desire, that's to commune with You. One desire, Father, and that is just to approach unto Thee by Your mercy, to give ourselves over unto Thee upon this day. Father, to be washed, Father, to be loosed, to be sanctified, Lord. Father, to come to feed, Father, once again from Your presence. To come, Father, to draw strength from Thee once again, strength for the journey, strength that we need, Lord, but for Your Father to fulfill Your purpose, to do Your will is our desire. How we do appreciate, Lord, upon this day that You've given unto us this place, Lord. And Father, how we would just ask of Thee, Lord, just draw nigh unto us, Lord. You see our petitions, Lord, overshadow Your people upon this day. Come down in the midst of Your people, Father, Lord, fellowship and commune, Lord. You know every need that you have. You know every petition and every desire. You know every request, oh Jesus, that you'd bring before Thee even upon this day. Father, bringing them up unto Thee, each and every one individually, Lord, and wanted to seek and ask and pray, Father, that by Your grace and by Your mercy, Lord, You, Father, would just take control, Lord, upon this day. That, Father, You would just minister, Lord, out of Your grace and mercy and goodness, a blessing unto Your people, Father, that You'd overshadow Your servant, Lord, that You'd minister mercy, Father, Lord, that You'd break unto us the bread of life, Lord. Our souls are hungry upon this day. We thirst for Thee, Lord Jesus, even at this time, Lord. And You said, come unto Me, Lord, everyone that thirsts. And we've come, Lord Jesus, upon this day. How we just want to, Lord, touch Your garment, Lord, upon this day. How we seek in the healing virtue, Father, to flow. Heavenly Father, even at this time, how we desiring, Lord Jesus, that virtue, Lord, that came from Thee, Lord, so long ago, Lord, may just come once again, Lord Jesus, to quicken, Lord, to encourage, to inspire, to lead, and to guide. As we bring in ourselves before Thee, just wanting to wait upon Thee, Lord. Oh, Father, once again, just bringing everything before Thee, Lord, upon this day. To thank You, Father, for grace. To thank You for mercy. To thank You for another day that You've given unto us, Lord. To thank You for the brightness of the day. To thank You, Father, that You've seen us, Lord, through and have brought us into Your house once again. Father, how we long, Lord Jesus, that You would be glorified upon this day. Father, and everything that would be said and everything that would be done, we just consecrate and commit into Thine hands, Lord. Bless your people upon this day. Touch your people, Lord. Father, do a new thing is our desire. Father, lead us and guide us higher. Father, take us deeper. Lord, grant us, Lord, of that privilege, Lord, just to know you more. Father, that is why we've gathered in this place. Thinking of Brother George at work, bless him. Father, won't you watch over him, Lord? And even as he tried to connect in with us at this time, won't you bless him? Won't, Father, you speak unto his soul as well? Father, and as the ministry of the word would come forth, Father, speak unto us, Lord. Father, let it be a thus saith the Lord to our circumstances, Lord. Let the Great One speak upon this day. Father, let everything else be still. Let everything else give way. And Father, you glorify thy name is our petition, Lord. And for the visitors in our gates, bless them, Lord. Father, we do thank you for them, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you'd make them feel at home. Father, in your presence, Lord, we feel at home. So Father, we're approaching unto thee upon this day. Bless the remainder of this service. Be glorified, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Saints, so glad to once again have Brother Lubanza with us. God bless you, brother. Just want to hand over to him straight away. Won't take any time here. May the Lord bless each and every one of us in his presence. Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Well. I would like to greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm very happy to be among you this morning to share with you the word of God. And I would like to take this opportunity just to thank the Lord for the blessing he's given to us for granting us residency in Ireland. That's why I've come with the children. The first time I came as a student. Just to find a way of how I could start trying to see how to apply for entrepreneurship business program. And I applied since 2013, and last June we have been granted the residency. I'm here with five children. I can stand, Sharon, or you can Joseph stand up. Yes, Gideon. So in the middle there is Sharon, the firstborn. You can see it. And the second one is Joseph. Amen. And at the back there, Gideon, the third one. And Esnath. These four are from my late wife, who's been to be with the Lord since 2007. She passed away, and she left me with those four beautiful kids. And the one sitting there is from the second wedding. William, his mother is in Johannesburg with the baby because she's on Congolese passport here. To come here, she needs a visa, although she got a residency, but she has to apply for a visa to come here. And the baby was born in Dubai. And so he went to South Africa to get his South African passport. After that, they'll join us this side. Pray for us as we are looking around to find a place where to settle and be part of you. May God bless you. This morning, I would like to share a small subject with you. On the ascension of Jesus Christ, why Jesus Christ has to ascend on high. And I will invite you, if you don't mind, to stand up and read the word of God. in Genesis chapter 1, and we read also John 3:13. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we'd like to thank you for this opportunity you gave us to be in your presence this morning, together with the spirit of the bride, Lord. As the prophet put it, Lord, this bride is more than your blood. That's why, Lord, we stand humbly before you, asking for your mercy upon us. As I commit myself to you, Lord, being unworthy, but I want to come under your blood so that you can look me through your blood, Lord, and put me aside to speak to this precious bride of yours, Lord. I would like to thank you for the love that Pastor Andrew has been showing towards me all this time. The trust he had to give me his pulpit. Bless him, Lord. Amen. Bless his ministry and his family, Lord, together with the church. We believe that the Holy Ghost will come down and quicken this word to our heart, so that when we go out of this place, we can say our hearts were burning within us as we're imparting your divine presence to every one of us. Bless the word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Chapter 1 of Genesis 1 and verse 1. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. John 3:13 said, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. You may be seated. May God be his word. I want to to share with you a missing portion of a song which is well known by every one of us. And the prophet also used to sing it a lot. You know, it's living, buried, or dying, rising, and coming. Everyone knows about this song, eh? I want to let you notice that there is a missing portion in this song, and we want to deal on that part. As the prophet said, living, dying, buried, rising, coming. And he brought a message about this. When he said, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. Someday is coming. Oh, glorious day. Amen.
Amen.
And as he said, there never was a life ever lived like this one. Because he was the God manifested in the flesh. When he was born, he was the expression of what God the Father is.
Amen.
So Jesus was the Son. A son means an expression, an offspring. Son means expression. When they say Jesus is a son of God, it means an expression of God. God as a spirit can't express himself as a spirit. He needs a body. That's why he has to have a flesh. a tabernacle through which he has to express. And God, the Father, being love. Amen. God the Father is love. Do you believe that? If you don't love, if you don't have love, forget it. You still have a long way to go. Because God is love. You can give many definitions of God. Amen? But at the end of everything, God is love. After everything has been said about God, the last is love. And God the Father, being love, and if Jesus was the expression of God, it means Jesus was the full, the prophecy, he was the full expression of love.
Amen.
Jesus was not talking about love. Jesus was not teaching love. Jesus was expressing love. It was an expression of love. But many of us, we speak about love. We repeat love. We taught love. We teach love. But it's different from Jesus, who was not only speaking about love, he was expressing it. Living, he loved. He was loved from the very first time that his little baby hands struck the pretty cheeks of his mother. From that time, as a baby, he was expressing love to a mother. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He was love. And I think today, that where many is failing to recognize that he was love, God is love. And they that love are born of God. If you are born of God, the only proof that you are really born from of God, it's love. Can you say amen? You can have the Holy Ghost flowing from your hair. But if you don't have love, that's not the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Or it can be, but you are anointed in your spirit instead of having the Holy Ghost in your soul.
Amen.
God so loved the world, that is, the unlovables, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but would have everlasting life. He expressed his love when he was here on earth in so many different ways. Till it is indisputable that he was the most loving creature that ever lived. And I think in his life here, he was expressing God. And I like this. And the only way that God can be expressed to the people is through love.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
If we have to express God to people, the prophet said the only way that God can be expressed is through love.
Amen?
Amen. So there's many things we can say about love. But this is not my subject. I want just to bring the missing portion, the missing part of this song. It was love when he lived. He expressed love. And when he died, he paid the price. Amen? Dying, he saved me. He paid the price because God required a price to be paid. And the price was a death. And no one could die a perfect death that God required outside of God himself in human flesh. So the penalty of sin is death. That's why God has to come in flesh and die. That was the second part of his first coming. First part, he played it perfectly, expressing love. After doing that, he said, I'm going to show, to put perfection to my love. I'll die for you. I'll pay the price. I'll show you how to do it. Then he died. He paid the price. And after he died, they have to bury him. And we have to notice that every part of this coming has a meaning. And Jesus has to fulfill it for the redemption to be perfect and complete. If just one part missed, all the redemption is spoiled. So he has to respect, he has to be buried. If Jesus died and they could not bury him, he could not take away our sins. Although the price was paid, but he has to be buried to take away all the sins of the world. And if he was buried and he didn't raise from the dead, we could not be justified. So to be justified, Jesus has to raise from the dead. God has to prove that I've accepted the price. If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, it should be an answer from God that his death was not perfect. But by raising from the dead, God justifies forever. And you know what means justify? It means that you have never sinned to begin with. Amen. Amen. Then, the song says, coming. Coming. He's coming again to take me away. But if he has to come, then he must first go. And this portion, this part, is not in the song. Going up. Just say, living, dying, buried, raising, and is coming back again. But they forgot to put, is come, is going up. That way I love the prophet.
Amen.
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 He said this. Do you love the prophet?
Amen.
See what he's saying here. Now, in Jesus arose. He said, now, my prayer is that same person will open to us the scriptures tonight. Very timely scripture reading, because we are again in the resurrection, in the Easter season. Because I was preaching this in April. And I think that one of the greatest scriptures that's more neglected than any scripture I know of being preached on is the ascension of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
What he did after his resurrection.
Amen.
See, I think this is the most neglected.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
The most neglected scripture of being preached on is the ascension
what Jesus did after his resurrection. And in The Mighty Conqueror, he said this. The same Jesus is proved it. Now, the ascension comes. Now, the time comes. Did you ever know, the Bible said, that he ascended upon high, far above every heaven? He ascended. So the most neglected, and he continues saying, now they'll come, we'll have no more war than when he comes, no more sickness, no more trouble. Now notice, when he had died, there is so little spoke of this ascension. It's one of the greatest days when he ascended up. Because all over the earth, since the day in the Garden of Eden that sin was committed, all heavens was shut off from mankind. The greatest or the most neglected scripture is the ascension. That's why I told you that this morning I want to speak on that missing part of the song. I want to speak on the ascension. What happened? Why Jesus has to go into heaven? The prophet said, it's because when man sinned in the Garden of Eden, when sin was committed, all heavens, plural, all heavens, not one heaven, heavens were shut off from mankind. So since the Garden of Eden, heavens were shut off. It means there was no connection between us and God. And one of the missions Jesus has to accomplish after paying the price, after saving us, after justifying us, all those things could not work if he didn't go up to heaven, because the heaven will still be shut off. Although we are saved, although we are justified, but if the heavens are shut off, it doesn't help. That's why one of the things has to be, before he comes back, he has to go first. Amen. To open up the heavens. Amen. To make a highway. Amen. To open a channel that will be connecting us with God. Amen. Why? Because heaven is very important in the world, in the life of man. Amen. Amen. Heaven is very important. Amen. God, when he started creating, he said, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. And you know, when he created, the Bible said the earth was without form, void. Darkness was upon, and the Spirit of God was moving upon the altars. And the prophet said, why there was darkness upon the earth? Because heaven reflects itself on earth. Amen. This darkness was the reflection of the heavens. Because when God created, the prophet said, an atom blast, and he went into a ball of fire, and he started creating stars, as scories. And all the planets were in a disordered order. And that situation was reflecting itself on earth. And the prophet, I can see the pillar of fire going on the sun and taking it and positioning someplace. And then it can go on the list. And he said, what God was doing, he was writing his first Bible, the Zodiac, putting the stars in order. And when heaven was in order, that order reflected itself on earth. Can you say amen?
Amen?
That's why nothing can happen on earth without it happening first in heaven.
Amen.
Heaven dictates the earth. Whatever you see on earth, it's coming from heaven.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
No wonder God told Moses, Moses, make sure that you make the tabernacle according to the pattern you saw in heaven. So everything that must be accomplished on earth must be a pattern, a reflection of heaven. This is what Jesus told the disciples, the Pharisees, I think, when they were questioning him, asking him to give them a sign. What did he tell them? So you hypocrite? You know how to discern the face of the sky. Is that so? So when it's evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be full weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, you hypocrite, you can discern the face of the sky. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus showing that whatever situation, condition you have in heaven, you know it. You know what will happen on earth according to what is happening in heaven. Before even it's happened on earth, you know. You know. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because heaven dictates everything that happened on earth. Do you believe it? So heaven is very important in the life of human beings. You know, even one time, they said a ship to direct themselves, they used to use the stars. Heavens will help them, guide them in their journey. It was the sign of heaven that directs the magis to Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? I want to show you something. They asked the prophet a question. Is there more than one heaven? Yes. 2 Corinthians 12:3. Paul said, he knew a man that was caught up in the third heaven. And over in Revelation and so forth, there is more than that. I'm just going to have to hurry because it's right now past time for, and then he said, but will God in every dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house which I have built? This is 2 Chronicles 6:18. So the prophet showing that there is more than one heaven. Heaven of heavens. And one day, do you remember the prophet when he was planting potatoes and his father told him, you know what? This is not a good time to plant your potatoes. Then the prophet said, why? Then the father said, no, the moon is not in a good position. And the prophet said to his father, but I'm not planting it on the moon. I'm planting it on the earth. Then the father said, okay, you'll understand. And the prophet said, now I understand.
Amen.
You see, even to plant something, you must check the condition of heaven. Nothing will happen on earth unless it happened in heaven. Are you with me? And this is what the prophet said. He said this. The Bible said, he ascended on high and gave gifts unto men. He ascended. Why? He said, there was an atmosphere hung over the earth of darkness, of gloom, of death, and weary. The prayers couldn't come up because the atonement wasn't made. But he broke through that veil. He broke the veil of sin. He broke the veil of worry. He broke the veil of depressed. He broke every veil and made highway for the wayfaring man walking up the king's highway. So he said he ascended because the atmosphere above. So heavens, he said, heavens means atmosphere. The first heaven is called in the scripture like the cloud. In other words, down below, here on the earthly seal. Now, when that atmosphere from up in above, the cloud becomes down into the church, that heavenly place. Amen. You see, in the future, what we say, it is only the atmospheres around it and the sin that upon the earth that will be destroyed. See? We realize that the heavens means the atmospheres.
Amen.
Above. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So Jesus, when he went up, he went to clear, to break all the atmospheres that were preventing us from getting connected to heaven.
Amen.
And from that time, he has opened up the heavens. And when he say heavens, it means heavens, plural. All kind of heavens, kind of atmospheres. And the prophet said, this is the most neglected scripture. Although we preach about salvation, we preach about justification, but we don't touch too much on this. The path where Jesus has to open. Because without the opening of heaven, we'll be living a poor life, a miserable life. Because although you are saved, but if you are under a wrong kind of heaven, you'll be suffering. Because everything that happened in your life depends on the atmosphere you are in. It's the atmosphere that creates everything. They can pray for you, but you keep being under the atmosphere of sickness. You are still sad. You are still thinking about your sickness. although you are saved, although you are healed, but because the heaven that upon you is the heaven of sickness, you'll be sick every time.
Amen.
Jesus has to go up to break and reveal to us so that we can have an understanding, a revelation, that after we are saved, we must now create another kind of heaven.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Why Satan was called the prince of air? Because he has blocked the heavens. And God left him like that to do that because we sinned. But after paying the price, Jesus went up and he showed that the atonement is paid. Now I got the right to open a way of escape for my children.
Amen.
So that they can be in connection with me.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
One day, when the heavens were not open yet, Daniel went to pray for 3 weeks, 21 days. He prayed, he fasted, he prayed, he fasted, he prayed, he fasted. Nothing. He could not receive his answer for 3 weeks. He was expecting to have the answer the first day, nothing. Second day, nothing. First week, nothing. Then the third week, after, he was so tired, worn up. Then the angel Gabriel came with the message. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The answer came after 3 weeks, brother, of prayer, of fasting, struggling, fighting. And when the angel came, he said, oh, Daniel, from the first day, no, man, this is 3 weeks I've been waiting for this. Now you're talking to me that it was answered the first day. And he said, from the first day, you had upon your heart, not even when you open your mouth, it was still in your heart.
Amen.
Just a desire.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It was on your heart the first day, on your heart, and the answer was given.
Amen.
I'm here to give it to you.
Amen.
That's shocking.
Amen.
God doesn't hear too much of your words. God hear your desire.
Amen.
The desire upon your heart. As you got the desire in your heart, God sees that. God hear that.
Amen.
Not too much of words. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Do you know, as Isaiah said, there will be a time when, before they open their mouth, I'll answer.
Amen.
Can you say amen? Before even they ask, I'll hear.
Amen.
And the prophet said, this is the time.
Amen.
That time is today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why with the prophet, before even the people can speak, they're still sitting in the say, you brother, I see you got this.
Hallelujah.
You are not here for yourself.
Amen.
You are praying for your neighbor.
Amen.
He didn't say a word.
Amen.
But God can see the desire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the prophet said that desire is a creation.
Amen.
And you can't have any creation without a creator.
Amen.
So if you have a desire in your heart of something, it means someone put it there.
Amen.
And that one is the creator of that desire.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Before you have a desire, the creator is there. With what? With the object of your desire.
Amen.
Any desire you have, it's a reflection of the object of the desire.
Amen.
So your answer is before your prayer.
Amen.
Do you know that a solution is always before the problem?
Amen.
That's why in the class, the teachers of your children, when they give them exercises, test, they got a test answer book. How do you say? Huh? They already have a book with answers.
Amen.
So when they are giving tests to your children, they got a book with answers. So the answers are before the problem. We too, whatever test we have in life, whatever problem we have in life, the solution to that problem is already there. God can't give us a problem without a solution. When you have a problem, know that you have already a solution. If you are sick, it's because your healing is there. If there is no healing, you can't have sickness. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Your problems, they are there because there is a solution. The problem with us, we look too much to the problems instead of looking to the solution. Jesus is the answer. Can you say amen? Don't look to your problem. Look to the solution. The problem will still be there. And since we are here on earth, the problems will be there until we leave this place. But you don't look to your problem. Look to your solution. When they were being beaten by the serpent, snakes, in the wilderness, they prayed God never took away the snakes. God will never take away your problems. But what he did, he brought a solution. He brought a brazen serpent. A solution. He said, when you are beaten, look here. When you are sick, look here. Can you say amen? So don't waste your time looking. Oh my. This has been a long time. I'm still feeling bad. I'm still. Don't look to your symptoms. Look to the solution. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? Abraham could never have a desire of Isaac if Isaac was not existing somewhere. It was because Isaac was somewhere waiting for him to be manifested. And that presence of Isaac reflecting in the heart of Abraham as a desire. Don't neglect any desire you have in your heart. If it's according to the word of God, hold to it. Can you say amen? Whatever you go through, hold to it. God will bring it to pass. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? Because this is what he's telling Daniel. From the first day you ever upon your heart, your prayer was answered. Was heard and answered. Do you love him? Do you know? Jacob and Esau, their difference was what? What was the difference between the Samaritan woman and the Pharisees? Because according to human point of view, she was a prostitute. And this one were sent holy. But when Jesus looked at them, he said, snakes, serpent seed. What was the difference between Esau and Jacob? Why God loved Jacob and hate Esau? It's because when you look, humanly speaking, Esau was better than Jacob, because Jacob is a supplanter, a liar, a crook. But the prophet said God loved him, as the Bible said it, because he loved the birthright. Amen. He had in his heart a desire. Amen. Desire, it's a predestinated seed. Amen. The desire to be saved. Amen. He was not saved yet, but that desire, that give the condition of the heart. He had a respect to the birthright. He knew that I'm living a bad life. I'm doing something wrong. But if I can get that birthright, if I can have the Holy Spirit, my life will change. I know that I can't. In myself, I can't. I am weak. Amen. I am weak. I'm a sinner. But that desire will tell him, if I can have the Holy Ghost in my life, the Holy Ghost will change all my life. Because of that condition of the heart, God loved him. The Samaritan woman, she left a man, someone else's husband in the house. She left him in the house because Jesus said, even the one you got now. In that condition, the prophet said, she had in his room some scrolls. And that day, she had read about the Messiah. And while she was going to the well, in her heart, she was thinking, oh my, I've spoiled my life. It's because I didn't have enough means to live. I have to do this. But one day, Amen. The Messiah, I know, will come. Amen. If I can, the time will come, it will change my life. Amen. That desire, can you say amen? Amen. It was so strong in her that it changed the itinerary of Jesus. He was supposed to go somewhere else, but he passed there. Can you say amen? Because that desire in the heart of that woman reached the throne of God. My. And Jesus, knowing that it will be a stumbling block to the disciples, he sent them away to look for bread. This was a higher level of salvation, so he didn't want to stumble them. Say, go away. You too, brothers, sisters, check the desire you have. Amen. What kind of desire you have? If a desire to love the Lord, to serve the Lord, it shows that the presence of God in your heart. Amen. Don't neglect it.
Amen.
Don't neglect it. I don't have time, but I could show you maybe next time. That desire is the presence, the real presence, the real presence of God.
Amen.
Actual presence. Amen. Don't neglect that. If you start coming conscious of the desire that's going through your heart, then things will start changing.
Amen.
You'll see that you are not just an ordinary man. Sometimes many things we see in the Bible, we think that it's big, big things. No, it was just desire. When the Bible said God told Abraham, leave your country, it was not an audible voice, the prophet said. It was just a desire.
Amen.
He just feel that I have to leave my place. Amen. And the prophet said that was God telling Abraham, leave your country.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So don't neglect any desire. Every excellent gift comes from above.
Amen.
If you feel like praying, it's not you, it's God. If you feel like reading the message book, it's not you, it's God.
Amen.
If you feel like singing, it's God.
Amen.
Don't neglect that desire. Entertain it.
Amen.
You will notice that the presence of God will become stronger and stronger and stronger.
Amen.
If you don't pay attention, it can even materialize before you.
Amen.
That's how visions come.
Amen.
That's how angels appear. It starts like a desire, a seed, but that seed must be watered. You must water it with worship, water it with the word, water it with prayer. Can you say amen? Water that desire with presence. You'll see that something will start changing in your life. You won't be the same. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't neglect the presence of God. You are children of Abraham.
Amen.
And the prophet said, the difference between Abraham and other people in the place he was staying, all of them saw Elohim. They greeted him, but they let him pass. He was not the only one who saw them. Many saw them. But only Abraham, the prophet said, he was sensitive. He had something in his heart that could detect the presence of God behind the human flesh. And he said, all the children of God are the same. They got that ability to sense God, to recognize God. Amen. And God is always in you. He never leaves you. He is always, as Jacob said, surely the Lord is in this place. Not the Lord has come in this place. He is present tense. The ever-present water on the rock. Can you say amen? God is in you. You could not come here if he didn't call you. You didn't come here by yourself. Maybe we have done it many times that it becomes natural, but it's still God.
Amen.
Amen. So we realize that the heavens means the atmosphere above. So Daniel could say, oh my, sorry angel. God has granted me my answer from the first day. And before even I open my mouth. But why come? It takes 3 weeks to reach to me. The angel said, the prince of Medes fought against me. It was a fight. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Because the heavens were shut off. So the Gabriel had the answer even before you start praying. But for it to read to you, it was very difficult. So the angels start fighting with the devils because they didn't want the blessing to reach you. So when you pray, even if it takes long, don't be discouraged. Can you say amen? Don't be discouraged. Have faith that God has answered my prayer before even I prayed. It is granted already. Hold on. Stick to it. Can you say amen?
Amen?
The answer doesn't depend on your prayer. It depends on your desire. Can you say amen?
Amen?
But why we have to pray? Yeah, because prayers change the atmospheres. Prayers clear the atmospheres.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the prophet said, if it took 21 days, in those days of Daniel, because of the evil of the land, how long it will take today with all these kind of atmospheres we are in? Brothers and sisters, we are children of God. We are under blessings.
Amen.
We are already blessed.
Amen.
But sometimes in our house, we kept such atmospheres.
Amen.
That prevent us from benefiting, from enjoying our blessings.
Amen.
The blessings are there, but the atmospheres,
Amen.
The heavens are so evil. Because there is an atmosphere to everything. There is an atmosphere for blessing. If you want a blessing, you must be under the atmosphere of the blessings. Otherwise, you won't enjoy. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? If we expect angels, we must create the atmosphere of angels.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It's heavens that dictates, that is reflected on earth. Even Jesus, when he said, when you pray, say, thy will be done.
Amen.
On earth as it is. So the will first is made in heaven. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
It doesn't start with the earth. People are struggling to change the condition on earth. You are doing wrong. Don't waste your time changing your situation here. That situation is according to an atmosphere. Change the atmosphere. Then your situation will change. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Don't waste your time struggling here. All whatever you see here, it's a reflection of something that's happening. Can you say amen? In heavens. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel religious now. No wonder. The Bible says, I see a new heaven and a new earth. So to change the earth, God has to change the heaven. Cast out the devils. The Bible said the devil will be cast out. He must leave the heavens. And God has to change the atmosphere above. Hallelujah. He said, notice, thistles, gems, all sicknesses, and things will be completely taken away. All of this existence that is in the earth now, man-made systems, politics, sin, all kind of evil spirits that the world is contaminated with. And all the heavens above us in here is contaminated with evil spirit. Now we are going to go deep and long in this. See what people are seeing now in France, in Mali, in Syria. It's a problem of heavens. They can try to do this, to do that. It will never stop until heaven is changed.
Amen.
That's why the only answer is Jesus.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So we understand here that heavens is not what we are looking up there. Heavens is a dimension. Are you with me? Heaven is a dimension. And the prophets call it atmosphere. Do you believe that? I want you to follow me closely because it will help us to change many things in our life and many ways of seeing things. You see, all this exists in heaven. All atmospheres. And the earth which is now, this earth holds those things. And the prophet said, Satan is the ruler of this earth and this atmosphere. Ah, you see? That's why they call him the prince of air. Because he set in the atmospheres, because he knows the laws of God. That whatever will happen in the life of people will depend on the atmosphere. So he chose the atmospheres and he set there to control. And we being under those atmospheres, we could try to pray. But because you are under a very bad atmosphere, your life is not changing. You are not healed. And you don't understand that it's because of the atmosphere. Atmosphere. He said, the heavens were shut off, blocked. Satan was blocking off. You see? And men could not understand. So, it's a problem of understanding. To understand, because when you say the heavens is blocked or closed, it's not a physical thing. Because Satan, being a spirit, is not a physical being. So things are happening into the spirit realm. And when you say closed into the spiritual language, it means lacking understanding. So people don't understand. And when you don't understand something, you can't live or express or benefit from that thing. When Jesus spoke about the sowers sowing, what did he say when he starts interpreting? He said the seed that fell on the wayside, it's someone who hears the word of the kingdom with joy, but don't understand it. Amen. Can you say amen? When you don't understand what happened, the devil comes. Amen. You can do only the thing you understand. Amen. That's why when Jesus said to Nicodemus, you can't see the kingdom of God if you are not born again, it means you can't understand. So many things you see people doing, it's because of lack of understanding. Amen. Ignorance. And when people start understanding things, their life starts changing. Amen. That's why in this age, God has to come back with all his knowledge. Everything he had in the back part of his mind, God has to bring it down to give to the bride, so that the bride can have the knowledge, perfect knowledge of God, to understand. Do you believe it? And we have to understand these things. People could not understand, but in the last days, God has come down with the opening, let me read this again. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. That's right. Why thou art fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? No man could see into glory. No man could understand. No man could not see into glory means no man could not understand, because the power is just above us. Heaven means atmosphere above us. And all these powers were shut off from mankind because of sin. Amen. Because of sin. But I believe in this age, we got the understanding. That's why I can say the most neglected scripture is the ascension. We need to understand this. Why Jesus has to go up to help us to be free and change our life for the better in all circumstances. Amen. Now, each one of you has this potential in you to deliver you, for it is God. Since you have been planted into Christ by baptism, not water baptism, spiritual baptism, you don't come into Christ by water baptism, but spiritual baptism. But you got these potentials in you. Healing is in the reach of every person. Remember, healing is in you. Everything actually is in you. Whatever we need for our earthly journey is in us. Amen. But listen, now look. Each one of you here is standing as a believer. See, then the life that was in Christ is in you. It can. If you could just see it. It's the devil's business to keep you blocked off from that. Keep you blinded. He can just let you blinded. You don't know where you are going then. Can you say amen? And a man that's blind cannot tell where he is going. He's got to seek the understanding from somebody who can see. Until we can understand, somebody has got to tell us what is truth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Everything you have need of is right in you. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I like that. Amen.
Amen.
Everything is already in you. But what is the problem? It will take an atmosphere. Because everything is you in you as potential. A potential to heaven. I don't know what is potential. Is like a seed. A seed is a tree in potential. It got potential of the tree. So everything that you have on the tree is already in the seed.
Amen.
But if you don't put the seed in good condition,
Amen.
You won't get what is in the tree.
Amen.
So when we said we, you are God, it's true, but in seed form.
Amen.
And if you leave the seed there, it won't produce what is in it. The seed must be put in a good ground.
Amen.
And watered.
Amen.
And the sun must be there. To create an atmosphere.
Amen.
To prepare conditions. For it to liberate.
Amen.
The life and the powers.
Amen.
That is in the seed.
Amen.
The same with you. You are God. You got everything that God has in you.
Amen.
But it will take an atmosphere.
Amen.
To develop. Can you say amen?
Amen?
To release the power which is in you.
Amen.
So our problem should be, our task should be to create the atmosphere of God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
We like too much to be in other atmosphere. Then the atmosphere of things we want to have. Atmosphere, when you see it in natural realm, it's just some gases or vapor, I can say, that was released because of the pressure, the temperature, and the speed. So it's released. But if that condition is not there, the same vapor, the same gases will become water. And it can even become ice. Are you with me? It can become ice because of the condition. So you see that the atmosphere around the earth is created by the earth. Are you with me? So the earth itself, by going around and by what is happening on earth, create the atmosphere around the earth. And nothing can happen on earth outside of the atmosphere that is around the earth. That's why we as humans, we can't leave the earth. Because the atmosphere around the earth is keeping us here. And man, for him to leave the earth, what he did? He created a vessel, a rocket, to break the atmospheres. He learned a law that if we can produce this speed with this fire, we can get away from this atmosphere. So it takes fire to break from the heavy atmosphere. Let me tell you, it takes the Holy Ghost fire to get released of this earthly body. Do you love him? Do you love him? We are too much living in this earthly atmosphere. Everything that with us is just earthly things. Earthly minded. Earthly bound. That's why our situation depends on earthly conditions. Earthly solutions. But let me tell you that there is also another heaven. If you can break away from this earthbound condition and get into the presence of God, your life will change. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And the prophet said, the atmosphere above, the heavens above us was which kind of heavens? It is darkness. Darkness. The atmosphere, what? Darkness. Gloom. Weary. That's the atmosphere that was above us. And he said, atmosphere of death. When he said dark, you know what this means, dark? It's the lack of hope. You know the black horse? The prophet, it was a dark age. All the hope of people was taken away. So many of us stay under those kind of atmosphere without hope. Whatever situation you are in from today, never accept that you have failed. Get out of darkness atmosphere. Darkness also means sadness. You see, people are so sad, we don't know why. If there is people must be happy, it's Christian. If you don't know how to laugh, try, learn how to laugh. Because it will make you, it will do you good. I'm telling you the truth. The Bible said, the joy of my Lord is my strength. Not the sadness of my Lord. The joy of my Lord. And when David sinned, he said what? Restore the joy of my salvation. Joy is very important. Can you say amen? The Bible said, a happy heart make do good like a good medicine. And God can tell you, rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And I say again, rejoice. You must know how to rejoice. If you don't, try to learn now. Can you say amen? Even our Lord has a sense of humor. Not when people come to visit you, so serious. No, this life is already hard to make to be so serious, man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We do have already much too much problems. We need someone to make our life light.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
A Christian must know how to be happy.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To be glad.
Amen.
The joy of my Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
So, we should No. Learn how to rejoice, how to be glad. Just create an atmosphere of happiness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You must know how to create atmosphere. You are a creator.
Amen.
Why you are a creator? Not to create mangoes.
Amen.
Mangoes are already created.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You create the atmosphere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can find people are not happy. You know that they're not happy. And you know because you understand now. You are a creator. You are a man, a mature God. So you understand that, no, the heavens here are very bad. These heavens are stormy heavens. Storm is coming here, cyclones. Can you say amen? So I'm a creator. I have to chase this heaven away. Let me bring in a good atmosphere. Can you say amen? That's your job. A mature God is someone who's learning how to become God. When they say a mature boxer, he's just a learner. It means one day he'll become a mature. He'll mature. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So you are an amateur God. You learn. You are learning God's job. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? And God was teaching that to the prophet. While he was in the bush there, he saw the cyclone coming, the storm. He started running. God stopped him. Amen. You are an amateur God. You must learn how to change the situation. Can you say amen? Speak to the heavens. Hallelujah. And he did it, and the storm stopped. And one day he was at home, and he saw now the same storm, but in spiritual speaking. In the house.
Amen.
He saw the children fighting, fasting, and Mida was so torn up. She was upset, angry. He tried to speak to her. Don't talk to me. He said, hey, hey. He didn't fight back.
Amen.
He didn't fight back because he was an immature God. He didn't react like some of us. When the wife says something, and you too. That's not how God reacts.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I would encourage you to be God.
Amen.
To be a creator.
Amen.
Don't be influenced by the atmosphere your wife or your husband is releasing.
Amen.
You must know your position.
Amen.
Even if he says or she says something that upsets you, but have a control of yourself.
Yes.
Be a God. Can you say amen? Be a God and not a human being. He can say, she can say something bad, but you can still say, peace be still.
Amen.
Amen. Peace be still. When he looked at that, he didn't fast back or shout at her. He knew that he's God. Then he went back. Say, Annie, how are you?
Amen.
Ah, no, you know. Oh, yes, I know. But can I help you? And he went, he put, what you call it in English?
Help.
Huh? Yeah. Put on. So what are you doing? Say, no, I'm going, trying to help you. No, you can do it. You see, already that act.
Amen.
Touch.
Amen.
He didn't say anything. He started just, no, I'll help you. Let me help you to do the potatoes. Say, no, you don't know. Say, I'll show you that I was raised on them.
Amen.
And once he said that, he said, I could see a smile on the side here. And then he said, I came around and put my hand upon her.
Amen.
And she didn't know what I was doing.
Amen.
She thought he was hugging her. And it's true, he was hugging her in one sense, but he said, I was laying my hands on her. Because the Bible says, you lay hands upon the sick.
Amen.
And he said, oh Lord, let that peace that is in my heart come from my heart and go to my wife upon my wife, and my children. He didn't open the mouth. He sprang from the heart. Amen. Amen. And at once, everything. And she starts laughing. She starts talking. She becomes happy. And the children stopped fasting and they were playing together. What was that?
Amen.
A creator.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
A creator. You are a creator.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you are creators.
Amen.
Whatever someone can do against you, you are not obliged to be influenced by his attitude,
amen,
by his reaction, because you were created to be a master.
Amen.
You can master, you can control.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Don't let any situation to control you, but put you on a place where you can control every situation.
Amen.
They say the greatest miracle of Brother Branham, he could control all the situation on earth.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we see the duck speak about this bad condition, sadness. Miserable, moody. And Jesus has to clear all up. Amen. And the prophet said, I'm going to finish now. I want to let you go with this. So when we want to get anything, this is the secret the prophet is giving to us. I know that you know this, but I'm just bringing it to your remembrance.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. He said this. And that the way we have to get in the seed form, all in one accord, one place. Listen. They were blessing God for the Holy Ghost, which have never come yet. Let me read it back. They were blessing God for the Holy Ghost, which had never come yet. How can you bless God for giving you the Holy Ghost, which is not yet? It looks like they were lying. But no, that's the law. Because God created the heaven and the earth. So they have to praise God to create the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Because in heaven, God has given already. So they have to praise God as they have it already, but yet they don't have it. That's the only way you can receive anything. So when you confess that you don't have money, thinking that by saying that you have money, actually you are saying, I won't have it.
Amen.
People think by testifying, because he is the high priest of your confession.
Amen.
If you say you don't have money, it's true. It's true, you don't have money. But you should not confess it. Ah. It's complicated, huh? You know the story of Brother Branham when he ate the beans against doctor's advice. And he was paining and he was vomiting and he was stopping from vomiting. And when he was going out singing, someone asked him, but Billy, how are you? It's okay, I'm fine.
Amen.
And he said, it was paining.
Amen.
But he said, I'm fine.
Hallelujah.
So while you are saying that in the church, straight in the church, a sister stood up and said, "Brother Branham, you lied." And the prophet said, "Yes, sister, according to my five senses, I lied. But according to my faith, I told the truth." Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen. This is the only occasion you are allowed to lie. Lie according to the senses, but tell the truth according to your faith. You don't have money, lie that you have money. You are sick, lie that you are not sick. You are not saved, say I'm saved. Can you say amen? And he is the high priest of your confession. Hallelujah. They were praising God for giving them the Holy Ghost, which has not yet come. And he said, I'm finishing. But they believe it was. Can you say amen? Amen? When you pray, believe that you have past tense. Receive it. Amen. When you pray, present tense.
Amen.
Believe that you have. Receive it.
Amen.
Past tense. Amen. You pray in present tense.
Amen.
For something future. But the condition is you have to believe.
Amen.
That you had. Receive it.
Amen.
If you pray believing that you receive it, you'll never receive it. You must believe that you have received.
Amen.
Past tense.
Amen.
Unless you get in that condition of believing that you have. When you say you are not, you are sure, believe it, a conviction.
Amen.
You must be convinced that you have it.
Hallelujah.
And someone who has already something, he doesn't complain.
Amen.
He doesn't tell to people that I don't have it.
Amen.
He have it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You have it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My. They believe it that it was.
Amen.
Because God was going to keep his promise. When they kept blessing God until that atmosphere got just right. So they were praying, praising God, blessing God until the atmosphere got right. Then there came a sound from heaven, like a rushing mighty wind, and filled all the house where they were sitting. See, the atmosphere got right. Oh, couldn't we get an atmosphere here that every crippled, every blind, every sick person, everything, all with one accord, believing until the sick. Can you say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen?
We have a duty as believers of this church. We are responsible of the atmosphere
amen.
Around this place.
Amen.
Anything that can happen here, it depends on us. As believers,
amen.
You are responsible. So be sure that you create the right kind of atmosphere.
Amen.
Whatever comes your way, never let yourself caught up in Satan's trap. Where you forget that your duty in this place is to be a creator
amen.
Of an atmosphere.
Amen.
Those 120, they were a small group, just like you are here. But they could move the heavens.
Amen.
It didn't happen like that, just one day. It took 10 days. The prophet said, because when Jesus left them, They were not in one accord. When they said they were in one place, it doesn't mean physical place. One place doesn't mean physical place. We can be in a physical place, but spiritually speaking, we are not in one place. The people here, they can't greet each other. Can't speak. And when they speak to you or speak to his brother, they're hypocrite. It's not with an open heart. So those two people are not in one place. They can be in one physical place, as far as physical church, but not one spiritual place. We must learn how to forgive each other. This is what is happening during those 10 days the prophet said. Because when Jesus left them, they were arguing. Check yourself the scriptures. Who will be the leader? Who will be the master? Jesus said, no. Whoever wants to be the master must be a servant.
Amen.
They were arguing. They were fasting. And the people were against Peter because every time he had an answer to give to the Lord. So people were arguing, what does he want to show? Huh? This old man. He can't respect himself. Huh? They were criticizing each other.
Amen.
That's why for 10 days the prophet said when they went up, they closed themselves in. They start confessing their wrongs to each other.
Amen.
Oh, my brother Andrew, you know what? I'm sorry. Every time I see you, I feel very bad. I like to criticize you, murmur against you, forgive me. And then brother Andrew, oh, brother, forgive me too. Me too, you know that day when Jesus said this and that. I was not happy with you. And I even told it to Brother James, you know. And Brother James came. You know, you remember the day when we were criticizing Brother Peter? And that's what the prophet said.
Amen.
They were fixing their lives.
Amen.
To create an atmosphere.
Amen.
And say, after 10 days, the atmosphere got right. Let's do the same thing here.
Amen.
It's no more when you have people, you will have problems. You check in the church of Jesus, there was problems. Bram Tabernacle, there was problems. Everywhere, every family, you will have misunderstanding. But don't let those things stop us from creating the right atmosphere because we are called. Can you say amen?
Amen?
You see? You just, as you expect, that's what you get.
Amen.
But you come to the meeting expecting to see the glory of God moving, the power of God, sinners being saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, sickness being healed. Then watch what God shows you. Yes, sir. See, you are a creator in yourself. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You are a creator in yourself. Can we say together, I am a creator in myself? Let's say it again. I am a creator. Let's say it again. I am a creator in myself. How many is born again? Yes, say amen. Congregation says amen. Did you know each one of you is a creator? You are a part of God. You are a son of God. An offspring of God. A daughter of God. Is that right? Then you are a creator. If you are a son of God, then you are a creator. Now, did you ever see people, they were nice people? I ain't saying this for any back now. Nice people, but you just couldn't hardly stand to be around them. He's a Christian. Are you with me? He's a nice brother. She's a nice sister. But you can't just get around them. You know that nice people, it's their atmosphere they are in. Then you've seen other people that you just long to be with them. Is that right? It's that atmosphere that's around them all the time. So be sure that you get around a good atmosphere. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? You check sometimes, you got a visitor. When he left, he went with your atmosphere. Before he came, you were in a nice atmosphere. But when he left, he spoiled your atmosphere. So you must be careful. That people are spoiled of atmospheres. Are you with me? You see, people are happy, but someone just come and brings everyone sad. No, don't do that, please. We must do the opposite. When you see people down, bring up the atmosphere. Change. So when you left them, they'll think about you. They love you. Can you say amen? And they'll be praying for you to come back. Because they know that when you come back, you'll charge them up. Can you say amen? Do you love him? Do you appreciate him? You've seen other people that you just long to be with them. Is that right? It's the atmosphere that's around them all the time. My. Can you say amen? Amen. This is, I can't finish all things, but next time maybe continue. But I think what God wants us to listen, he has given it to us. Amen?
Amen.
So it's creating atmosphere. Hallelujah. It's creating. We have to create the atmosphere. And to everything, there is an atmosphere. There is an atmosphere for healing. There is an atmosphere for Holy Ghost. There is an atmosphere for blessing. There is an atmosphere for opportunity. There is an atmosphere for everything. Before you do anything, think about the atmosphere of that thing. Instead of fighting physically, it's better for you to condition yourself spiritually. Work in spiritual realm. Change your consciousness, your way of thinking, your way of feeling. That's the atmosphere, the way you think, your attitudes. Amen? Your feeling. You can create that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So the kind of thought you are entertaining will create the same kind of emotions or your feeling. You'll start feeling exactly the way your thoughts are directed. And when you start feeling that way, it means your thoughts are going to the heart. And once in the heart, it got charged. It become energy. Then it can reproduce. So check your way of thinking. What are your thoughts? How your thoughts are directed. If you are sick, don't think about your sickness. Think about God. Think about your healing. That's why we create the atmosphere with many things. Our thoughts are fed with the word. Whatever you read, amen, will influence your way of thinking. And the way you think, that the way you be feeling. And it puts you in a, it gives you an attitude. It gives you a feeling. An atmosphere around you. And the thing that you are thinking about will materialize in your life. Can you say amen? Amen. So you're a creator. What we need is a Holy Ghost atmosphere. That's right? An atmosphere where the power of God is moving. One accord. One place. Gathered together under that atmosphere, expecting God to move down, do signs and wonders. He said that the reason at the Pentecost of the earth to go to an upper room and pray. Let me start. But it's the attitude of the people that brings the result. Do you believe that? It's the attitude. Attitude means the way you think. You give yourself a position, the way you are thinking about someone, about something. And every time if you meet someone, check yourself. You got your way of thinking on everyone and everything. That's what we call attitude. And the prophet said, positive attitude will bring the result towards any gift. I can be preaching here and you are thinking negatively about me. And someone else is appreciating what I'm saying. It's not me or what I'm saying will do something. It's your attitude. Amen. This one will be blessed and you won't be blessed. Amen. Because it's your attitude. Amen. The way you have set your way of thinking. The mindset. That's why he say, but it's the attitude of the people that brings the result. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So we are the master of our attitude. You have control on your attitude. I can see you today in a certain way, but I can change. I can start seeing you as a good man. It's just my decision. And the prophet said that attitude will create a result. So actually, if you see in our life, whatever we experience doesn't depend on someone external. Everything depends on ourselves.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Everything is within us. Whatever I will say here won't help you. Unless you got a certain attitude towards what I'm saying. Can you say amen?
Amen.
If you decide to see blessings up through what I'm saying, you'll have blessings. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
I've seen it many times in the church. The Holy Ghost will pronounce some blessings upon the church. And you'll see people saying amen. But when we start going through, you see, only certain people will have that, enjoy that blessing. The others, no. What a problem. Attitude.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Can you say amen?
Amen?
The same Jesus upon the cross.
Hallelujah.
The same. Send one guy into hell. Another one into heaven.
Amen.
About, it was what? Attitude.
Amen.
And when they started, they had the same attitude. All of them were insulting Jesus. Then once the other one is, hey, let me change my attitude. It just changed like that. Say, so you, we deserve this. But him, he doesn't deserve. Oh Lord, remember me when you come into your glory. He said, tonight, now, this afternoon, now. He went to heaven without water baptism. Without the Holy Ghost. Without everything you need to do. He never attended one day to a church. But attitude sent him to heaven.
You too, this morning or this afternoon, your attitude can change your life now. You can change your attitude toward this message, and you'll see your life will change. Can you say amen? Let condition our attitude. Let have a positive attitude toward this message. Have a nice attitude toward everyone. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Even a very bad man can give you a blessing. It's up to your attitude. It doesn't matter whatever who he is, but your attitude will produce the result. That's the reason at Pentecost they had to go in upper room to do what? To change the attitude. So it was the attitude, the atmosphere that was blocking the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus, before he left them, he said, receive the Holy Ghost. And I believe that the Holy Ghost came upon them. But they could not experience it because the atmospheres around was very bad. They have to go up and make right in their life. Ask forgiveness to each other. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Pray for each other. Amen. Forgiving. Loving. And in 10 days, it was so quick. I don't know how long it will take us. But we believe that we'll get there. May God bless you.
Let's come to a time of worship. One of the greatest ways of changing an atmosphere is worship.
Amen.
You see, people come to church in the morning and they'll be down. But they don't fight against that atmosphere. Now the song leader will come and they'll say, the song leader's not in tune. The guitar's not playing very well. You've got to fight against that atmosphere.
Amen.
Now, to get yourself into the right condition, it always is a warfare.
Amen.
There's warfare. If Daniel had to fight, if the angel had to fight to bring him the blessing, do you think the blessing is going to come very easy to you and me? But you've got to resist the devil and the devil will flee from you.
Amen.
And friends, don't forget that life and death is in the power of your tongue.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Be careful what you say. The Lord said to the prophet, watch what you say. Be careful what you say. You can completely change an atmosphere by just one thing that you say wrong. And you can change an atmosphere. The prophet says, Brother Banks, he said the right thing. And completely changed the atmosphere. And God came down. Friends, it's a very wonderful thought. It addresses so many different things. Especially in worship. As you come to worship, the Bible says, put on the garment of praise and the spirit of heaviness will flee from you.
Amen.
You'll have that burden on you. But when you just start worshiping the Lord, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. It's all the same principle of getting things to where they should. Let's come. Let's sing that song. Walking in the footsteps of Elohim. Is that not a wonderful privilege that God has given unto us? That He's allowing us to walk, as the brother was saying, amateur God's learning from our Father to be more like our Father.
Amen.
To handle things His way. Let's worship the Lord, saints.
Because you have chosen the narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you because of what you decided. That was a prophecy the angel taught
to the
great messenger. That is what will produce a great victory. The light divine. I will walk this path. I will walk this path.
Saints were falling, but it was a real good little topic came up on WhatsApp, where there was a quote where the prophet says that a bad mood is an evil spirit. Remember that? And some saints are answering back saying, so if you get up in the morning in a bad mood, is it an evil spirit? It's an atmosphere.
Amen.
Like Brother Lubanz was saying, it's the wrong atmosphere around you.
Amen.
Maybe you didn't create that atmosphere. Maybe it's the enemy. He's bringing his attack. But as a believer, you don't have to accept that atmosphere.
Amen.
You don't have to yield yourself to that atmosphere. And then the things you say and the way you treat people, you're going to make the atmosphere deeper. But if you just get on your knees and you pray, you can start to change the atmosphere. Exactly what the prophet did. He changed the atmosphere. And everything started to fall in line in the natural realm. It's the same thing with you and I. There's so many days you wake up in the morning like that. But friends, you can go to bed that night with such a victory if you just have the right attitude. Don't accept what the devil throws at you.
Amen.
Don't accept the attacks when he comes. And some people stand back and say, but it's my nature. It's my temperament. Yeah, well, the devil can take advantage of your temperament. But your temperament's got nothing to do with the atmosphere. Because it doesn't matter what kind of a person you are, you can create an atmosphere. The prophet says an atmosphere around you that's godly. Our friends, it makes all the difference. Let's sing one more, brother. That's something a bit faster there, but I think need something a bit faster before we come. If Brother Lubanz would be kind enough to pray for people if they desire prayer. We have Sister Comfort asking for prayer for her eyes. So let's come to a little bit. In fact, let's put the great physician, right, just to have the right atmosphere. Let's come to a time of worship before the Lord. Anybody who desires prayer, please feel free to come forward. And people will pray for you. Amen.
The great physician, love is here, the sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the dropping heart to cheer. Oh, Jesus, car, oh.
Jesus, blessed Jesus, your many sins are all forgiven. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. Go on your way. Peace to heaven and
heads. Let's come before the Lord today before we go. Really do so appreciate His word. I'm sure you appreciate it so much. We really do thank the Lord for His goodness. He knows how to minister to 1,000 situations. And it's only the Lord who can do that. So we really do appreciate upon this day. You know where you are today. You know exactly what it is that you need. If you've got a desire, as Brother Lubanz was preaching, if you've got a burden inside of you, that came from somewhere. There was a creator who created that desire. And the reason He's given you that desire, because He wants to meet that need. He wants to reveal Himself as the solution to whatever problem that you have. But sometimes there's something that stands between us and the answer. And the big, big need that we have is prayer. Sometimes you've got to wrestle. Sometimes you've got to resist. You've got to fight. You've got to take out the sword of the Spirit. We've got to break through that atmosphere so that His desire can be done. Why don't we come to a time of prayer? If you're needing salvation, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You need to call upon Him, like Bartimaeus called upon Him. Sometimes you've got to fight your way through the crowd. Sometimes you've got to be like the woman with the issue of blood. You've got to press your way in. But if you've got a need, the song says, He has the answer. So why don't we pray today before we go from this place? Whatever the Lord has spoken to you, speak it back to Him. And let's worship Him. Let's thank Him for His goodness and His faithfulness. Let's all come before the Lord in prayer before we go from this place. Father, how grateful that we are upon this day. That, Father, once again we can approach unto Thee. Once again, Lord, Father, You have ministered Your blessing, Lord, unto our souls. Thank You, Father, for divine instruction. Thank You for teaching us. Father, thank You for, Father, granting us, Lord, divine wisdom. Once again, Lord, for opening up our understanding, Lord, that You might really see in this every circumstance, in this every situation that would rise up. Now, Father, I ask of Thee for Your great name's sake, Lord, that You would draw near, even upon this day. That You would draw near unto Jesus to look away unto Thee, even upon this day. To consecrate, Father, to commit, Lord, to bring and to dedicate and to give all things up unto Thee, Father, even upon this day. Thou knowest the needs that we have, Lord Jesus. Thou knowest the desires that we have, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we're just looking unto Thee. Raise us up, Lord. Take us up, Lord, into that inheritance that You purchased for us, Lord. Those heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Lord, is my petition and my desire. Yes, Lord, we just want to look unto Thee and wait upon Thee, Lord, at this time, Lord. Oh, Father. Amen. Let's say one, Brother Flint. Amen, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we look unto Thee, Lord, at this time. Just grant us that grace, Lord, as we bring ourselves. Victory is mine.
I told Satan, get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Joy today. This is mine.
wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, mighty God is He, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, my heart sings today, sings for joy and gladness. Jesus said, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Saints, just a reminder that this coming weekend on Saturday, we've got outreach. We'll be meeting at the church 1:30, that's lunchtime Saturday. So Friday evening will be a special prayer meeting, really asking everybody who's able to come, please come. Let's really pray for the Lord's blessing upon all of our labors on Saturday. We want to just get around this area, tell people who we are, tell them what we stand for, advertise the meetings, put something through every letterbox around here to let them know who we are and what we are raised up for here. So we really want to ask the Lord's blessing on Friday. Just like Brother Buns was saying, you want the right atmosphere. So let's come on Friday to pray for an atmosphere that's around us that is fertile and that is fruitful. That when you get out there and you speak to the souls of people, the atmosphere will bring forth of its own kind. That's what we're desiring. So Friday will be a special prayer meeting. Brother Max, would you mind doing Wednesday then, on Wednesday? And let's really put that before the Lord. Let's come, gird up our loins for Saturday. Come clothed in the garments of salvation, like the Bible says. And let's go out once again in the highways and the byways, like Jesus said. And let's go and tell people who we are. And more importantly, like Eliezer, tell about our Master and His great Son. Amen. And the great inheritance that He's left for us. Let's get out and do that. So let's be in prayer about that during the week as well. And then a reminder, the weekend before Christmas, 19-20 December, dedication services. Brother George Martin and Brother Crosby and Malik will be here. That's the weekend directly before Christmas. So we'll have services Saturday and Sunday. So asking saints to really start spiritually, let's really be in prayer for those meetings, for God's blessings to be upon them, that it might be a wonderful time before the Lord. So thankful, Brother Lubanza, for the word today. It was a blessing. Who enjoyed the word today? Hallelujah. And we pray that the Lord makes the brother really feel at home in Dublin. Because the more at home he feels, the more that we'll feel the blessing. And his family as well. We're ready to greet them as well. We welcome them. Just another part of the family of God. So we really do appreciate seeing everybody here today. Let's bow our heads. We close in a word of prayer. If you have any special need before the Lord, as the brother was saying, He sees your desire. Even before you pray, our friends, He knows what we need. Father, we're coming unto Thee because we're grateful, Lord. We're grateful for this day that You've given unto us. Father, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it, Lord. And Father, we're so glad for everything that we've heard upon this day. Be it unto us according to your word. Father, let the word be made flesh inside of us, Lord. Let nobody depart from this place. That the birds of the air would come and rob them of the blessing of what's been ministered upon this day. But Father, let us ponder these things. Let us keep them inside of our hearts, Lord. And Father, may you water them. Lord, may we water them with praise. And may you water them, Lord, with your presence. May you quicken unto us, Lord, every single seed that has been sown upon this day, that we may reap the harvest for your glory in our experiences, our desire. And Father, Lord, may you bless Brother Lubanza, even in his thoughts. Would you pray for his wife, Lord, and just pray that you'll hasten her visa, that, Lord, that you'll just be in all the arrangements, Lord. Even his children, bless them. Help them, Father, to feel at home. Father, we're at home in your will. We're at home in your presence. We just pray your blessing upon them, Lord. And Father, for the meetings next week, Brother Tommy coming on Sunday, may you please bless him. Father, Lord, may you clothe him in the garments of salvation as well, Lord. And Father, give him seed to sow into the souls of people, we ask, Lord. And as we pray on Friday, as we go out on Saturday, Lord, Father, bless our efforts, Lord, even as Eliezer prayed, Father, Lord, and you sent your angel before. Father, go and awaken the desire in the hearts of people who had prayed. Father, lead us and guide us, Lord, that we may be the answer to the desire that they have, that we may point them unto thee. Father, you go before us is our desire. Father, thank you, Lord, for your goodness to your children. Thank you, Lord, for the things that you do. Father, praying for them that haven't managed to make it upon this day. May you watch over them, bless them. Them that are at work in different places, be with them, Lord. And your people gathering to the north, south, east, and west. Brother Christian down in the south, we pray, bless him down there. And Father, the saints that will be meeting in the evening at Banbridge, bless them, Lord. And Brother Billy in Belfast, bless them. Brother George Quinn across the country, bless them, Lord. Father, bless your people and touch them upon this day, we pray. And Father, may we depart from this place with your blessing, we pray. Father, keep us safe in the roads. Bring us safely through. Pray that you'll visit our youth, our young people. Father, overshadow them and be with them, Lord. And Father, we just bring every need of your people that have raised their hands. Father, you see beneath the raised hand, you see the desire of the heart. Father, you are the answer. And Father, we're resting in thee. So Father, we thank you and ask for your blessing as we depart. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, saints. Just had forgotten there, just in prayer. Brother Tommy will be here, Brother Tommy McKinstry, next Sunday to take the service. So it's an evangelistic service next week. Bring the lost. Bring the sick. Bring the halt. Bring the withered. Bring the lame. And we have Brother Tommy coming now to preach evangelism and to pray for the sick. So we get out on Saturday, and if you have your neighbors, your friends, let's bring them in, and let's be in prayer for that by the grace of God. Let's dismiss with whatever you have on your heart there, brother, if you have a song for us. May God be with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it, then wherever you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus with you as a shield from every snare. If temptations hound you, gather, pray that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it fills up our souls with joy. Loving arms receive us, and his songs of our tongues implore. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet. Prostrated is fear.